Okay, we're both saying. We left off. We were discussing the sugya of ksav al gavi ksav. And Tosas pointed out the famous question, which is that according to Rav Chisda, everything is fine and dandy. Because on Daf Chacham and Aleph, we paskin like the Chachamim, that the Ksav Gavik Ksav doesn't count. And Daf Yotesim and Aleph, it's Pasha Ksav Gavik Ksav doesn't count. The question, maybe Jol Gavik Sikra would count for signing the get, and even that we don't rely on. But Ksav Gavik Ksav, the same thing twice, Avada doesn't count. And in Shabbos Daf Kodalit, Ksav Gavik Ksav, according to Chachamim, doesn't count for Shabbos, doesn't count for Sefer Torah, etc. The problem is that at least you have our Girsa. If you have the Girsa of the Magid Mishnah, the Chidushim Yechasim Levitra, the Rach says, maybe you could say this way, maybe you could say that way, or Rach gives just a bunch of wild possibilities, okay, Lamaiso, we can ignore him for Psach. But in regard to our Girsa, Rav Achbar Yaakov seems to have the last word. Rav Achbar Yaakov holds that everyone agrees Ksav al gavi Ksav counts for writing a Sefer Torah. Counts for Gittin. It's just not good enough for writing a Sefer Torah because it's a Zakei Levian Behu. But everything else that doesn't depend on Zakei Levian Behu, it would count. And that's why Tosa asked the Kasha. How come, according to Rav Achbar Yaakov, Ksav al gavi Ksav works for Get? Works for Ksivas Get, right? If you write the Get Shul L'Shma, you can retrace it L'Shma, and it's good enough. But in our sugya, ksav gavi ksav is not ksav. Okay, that's the basic question. And we have a few different approaches in the Rishonim. So let's see if we can ksav gavi ksav. Lefi Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, who causes all the problems. Because what do we see? We see that in Daf Chaf and Aleph, all Tanam agree it works for Ksivas Get, and the second Ksav counts. Right? Ksivas Get, and it does count as Ksav. But on Daf Yud Tesem and Aleph, when it comes to Shabbos, and the Gemara Daf Yud Tesem Aleph seems to equate Shabbos and Gittin. when it comes to Daf Yud Tesem Aleph for Shabbos and Lechora Get, the Gemara seems to equate it. We say lo hamiksav, right? Gio gabi gio. There's no half mean of it working. Sikra gabi sikra. No half mean of it working. Gio gabi sikra. There's a discussion, right? But the two things, right? Ksav gabi ksav, the same thing, not a darker color and a whiter color, does not work. And likewise, we find fine. that's Tosfos Kasha right here. One can add that's Tosfos Kasha. One can add Shabbos, the Mishnah, and Shabbos, Daf Kof Dalet, Amad Aleph?
I think so.
Daf Kof Dalet, what? Kof Dalet, Amad Aleph, letting in Shabbos, it's Kuli Lo Habiksav. The Mishnah there says before, so Sav Al Habiksav is Potter, letting in Shabbos. And, one can add what? No, okay, that's a deal. Doesn't discuss it explicitly. So what does Tosfos say? Let's start with Tosfos. What's Tosfos' answer? Tosfos' answer is that what's the problem with ksav al gavi ksav? You're doing a maisa ksiva. The problem is you're not being mechadish anything. So it depends if you are mechadish anything or not. So says Tosfos. That's the first approach. And other Rishonim agree with Tosos. The Rashba, for example, agrees with Tosos. I think that was on one of the Makorah sheets someplace. Tosos.
And the Rashba says, here it is that there is a Chiddush B'Ksav Hasheni, that B'Ksav Hasheni is Lashma, and therefore B'Ksav Hasheni counts,
because it's adding something that wasn't in Ksav Rishon. What's the Chiddush? This is where we left off. Even though it's not physical that wasn't in the Ksav Rishon, because it's making the exact same shape, so the... What is Tosa saying that's out of the ordinary? We would all agree if you wrote different letters with Iksav Elyon and Iksav Tachton, it would be Iksav. You're writing something new. The Chiddush of Tosa says even though what you wrote was physically the same and only legally metaphysically different, nonetheless, that counts as a new Iksav, as opposed to what we're discussing here. We didn't discuss where the first one wasn't Lashma, the second one was Lashma, etc. We're not talking about that. Here we're talking about where there's no Chiddush. No, I shouldn't say Chiddush. Ain chiddush b'ksav elyon. If there's no chiddush in the ksav elyon, then lo ha'ksav. This is likewise ain chiddush b'ksav elyon. Therefore, lo ha'ksav. That is Tosus' answer. Tosus does, however, get well. Let's see one or two more answers before we point out the difficulty in Tosos. The Ramban here brings two answers. First, he brings the Rashbam, right? Rav Shmuel, he doesn't say Ben Meir, but we know he means Rashbam because he says what town he lives in, right? Rav Shmuel Ramrumi. How are you supposed to pronounce it? The Rashbam makes an Okemta. What does the Rashbam say? He says, you make an okimta in the Gemara in Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. What's his okimta? What's Rashbam's okimta in Daf Chaf Amud Aleph?
The letters being wet versus...
Yes, diolach. Right? This is, you should know, this is a big halacha lemaisa question in Hilchos Gittin. You need to write the Davar HaMiskayim. What if the ink hasn't dried yet? Mm-hmm. Is that a Davar HaMiskayim? Because if it sits there, it will last forever. Or is it Dervish Ein HaMiskayim? Because it's not yet dry. You can just wipe it off with a tissue. Okay, Halacha L'maisa. I'll give you a little tip. When it comes to Halacha L'maisa in Gittin, whenever there's two possibilities of anything, guess what we do? Nor Machber. One, Halacha L'maisa, where Machber, it says in Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Gittin, that when you write the get, you can't give it to the woman until the ink is dry. Okay, but what does the Rashbam say here? The Rashbam says, this is, he makes no kenta. This, the case in Avchav and Aleph was where, why does he make that okimta? He says, the guy accidentally wrote the wrong letter and realized, it sounds like he realized right away. So the ink was still wet. If the ink is wet, then there isn't really a ksav tachton. In other words, what's the kula of Arach or Yaakov, what's the kula of Chachamim, is that the wet ink, they seem to argument this chakira. Is ink that is not yet dried considered a real ksav or not? So they hold ink that is not yet dried is not a real ksav. It has been nichtov once yet, so if you write it again, then it's not ksav l'gabi ksav. So here's the case. This is the okimta. The okimta is that the ksav tachton is adayin lach, hasn't dried yet, and therefore the ksav elyon is ksav, because you're not writing it on a permanent fixed writing yet.
I understood a little bit different, that if it's not locked, when you write the top one, you're sort of messing, you're using the bottom one as part of your top one also.
When the first one hasn't dried, when you write the second one, you're really, as it were, mixing it into the first one and making combined ksav, there's not really two ksavs. Okay, fair enough. It could be either way. Either way, he makes an okimta. The point is, if you make an okimta, you can always solve the problem. As opposed to this case, there's no okimta, right? If the normal case we're discussing is where the ksav tachton is yavesh, and if the ksav tachton is yavesh, then the ksav elyon is not ksav, because just redundant, it's being written on something else. Okay, if you make that okimta, that's fine. The reason that Ramban rejects the Rashbam is just technically he doesn't like making the okimta, because Abe mentioned the Gemara later on, there was a sofer who wrote a Sefer Torah and forgot to write, or maybe forgot to write, the Shem Hashem L'shma. The Gemara says, well, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why not just retrace it? story there seems to be. He finished a whole Sefer Torah. He already handed it in. They were arguing over it. It sounds like it was already dry. Okay, so he has a kasha on Rashbam. And therefore, the Ramban himself gives a different approach. Says the Ramban himself. And says the Ramban himself. He says that really, according to Rav Chaim Yaakov, Ksav Elyon is Ksav. Ksav Elyon is Ksav. Okay, here it's the... you know what, let me... okay. What about our Gemara? Our Gemara makes it seem like... Our Gemara makes it seem like Ksav Elyon is not Ksav. Right. And in Get, the Gemara seems to be equating Get and Hilchas Shabbos and makes it seem like it's not Ksav. So what does the Ramban say? The Ramban says, no problem. That not every sugya is according to everyone. Lefi Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Ksav Elyon is Ksav. Our Gemara, it's not, here it's not the closest focus on our Gemara, the Ramban seems to maybe focus a little more on the Gemara in Shabbos, but the Stam Gemaras throughout Shas are the fear of Kista. Who says every Gemara has to match everyone? Right? You just said, no, our Gemara is not holding like, our Gemara is not holding like Rav Yaakov, our Gemara is holding like Rav Kista, and therefore it is not an issue. Ah, he says, however, the Mishnah in Shabbos, a Gemara, could be like Rav Chisda. Means what's he assuming? He's assuming we pass like Rav Chisda. We don't pass like Rav Chaim Yaakov. So all Stam Gemaras that are discussing anywhere else, Mastam or Libra Rav Chisda. The Mishnah in Shabbos, right? The Mishnah in Shabbos can't be only according to one or more. Everyone has to fit in with the Mishnah. So what does he do with the Mishnah in Shabbos? So here he gives two possible answers, explanations to the Mishnah in Shabbos, right? Right, the he for Rabach Bar Yaakov. I mean, what did Rabach Bar Yaakov do with our Gemara? He says he's not an Argamar. Argamar is someone else. What does Rabach Bar Yaakov do with the Mishnah in Shabbos? So here he gives two answers. Right, lefi Rabach Bar Yaakov. According to Rav Chisda, there's no problem. Well, lefi Rabach Bar Yaakov, you have to give two answers. One answer. I don't remember the order he gives the answers. I guess I can look it up. yeah. One answer is, which is the first one? 1 second. Yeah. One answer is, it's a little dochuk. He says, the Mishnah in Shabbos, he makes no kinta and says it's Sikra al Gabidyo. Sikra al Gabidyo. Everyone agrees it's not kosev because it's a lower level. So maybe, says, the Mishnah in Shabbos, my rock, the Sikra al Gabidyo. Sikra al Gabidyo, which is a lower level of Ksav, everyone agrees it's not Ksav. Even Rach Bar Yaakov, who says Ksav al Gabidyo, Ksav counts, admits not if it's an inferior Ksav. Okay, that's obviously a big okimta. The Derech that he seems to like a little more, and the Meiri says the same thing. The Ramban and the Meiri are almost the same. And he says the same thing. He says, Shabbos is different because of the Lechemach Shabbos says even if Ksav Gabi Ksav is Ksav, that doesn't mean you're chayim in Shabbos. Who says to equate Shabbos to other things? No. The Gemara in Masechta Shabbos says the din of Shabbos is the exact same as the din of Sefer Torah. Our Gemara seems to assume the din of Shabbos things didn't get. Yeah, those are those Gemaras. Those are someone else talking. But according to Rav Chisda talking, according to Rav Chaim Yaakov, the halacha of Shabbos is not at all totally on the halacha of Kol Torah Kula, because even though it's Ksav, it's not on Lechemach Shabbos, because if it's already written and you just write the exact same thing again and it looks the same, that's not a professional thing that someone would do for a good toelis. Right? We know on Shabbos you can do a maisa halacha, but if it doesn't accomplish anything, then again, we're not saying it's mutter. You're potter on Shabbos because it's not Melechus Mach Shabbos. Everyone agrees if you don't accomplish anything, you're potter because of Melechus Mach Shabbos, I think. That should be pretty poshut. Right? I do a pa'ul of mechika, but it's not in order to like fix anything or write anything better. It's just stam because I'm in the mood, so I'm potter on Shabbos because it's not Melechus Mach Shabbos.
So here you can say, it says, Afal Gav, the Havik Sav, Potter Bishabis, Mishom Malefes, Machsheves.
The other Rishonim don't want to be mechalik between Shabbos and Gittin. Why? Because our Gemara seems to mix and match Shabbos and Gittin. And the Gemara in Shabbos says, ah, Rabbi Yehuda, who says it's kosher for Sefer Torah, would say you're chayiv on Shabbos. And Chachamim will say it's possible for Sefer Torah, would say potter on Shabbos. All the Gemaras seem to say, the melech of Shabbos doesn't make it different. What's ksav is ksav, what isn't ksav isn't ksav. But what the Ramban says, some Gemaras are heard from Rachel or Yaakov, and some aren't. He'd say Rav Achav or Yaakov would say the Mishnah in Shabbos is different because of Melechus Machshavus, which actually makes a lot of sense. One thing which all the Achronim jumped down Tosfos to about is the Kasha from the end of our Gemara, which Tosfos does not explicitly relate to, although he's thinking about it. The case of the Edim who signed Diol Gabi Sikra. I think we can all agree. The Gemara has a question. Edim who don't know how to write, what do you do? Remember what the options were. One option is Makarin Lehem Nir Chalak, whatever that means. One option was writing it for them in something else, and then they write over in normal ink. The something else, we had the option of Meimilim, we had the option of Roke, and we had the option of Avra, and we had the controversial option of Sikra, Diol Gabi Sikra. It's obvious to the Gemara that Diol Gabi Diol is not a good solution for Edom don't know how to sign, right? It goes without saying that Diol Gabi Diol is no good, right? I think that's a fear of Diol from the Gemara. I don't think there's any way out of that, right? So how about the Diol Nisof Daf Yud Tesam Aleph, which is that for Edom She'ein Yodim Lachtom, Dio al gabi dio pashut de lo habiksav. Right? The whole question is, what about dio al gabi sikra? And then, dio al gabi sikra in the end is rejected. And all the other options, the truth is, it's very unclear. Between all the dio al gabi sikra is rejected. They shall have done nasamaisa. Between all the other options, makarin lam nir chalok, avra, meinilin, and roke, it's very unclear. And we'll keep diving or shonen, but there's no way to get clarity. Are all those suggestions agree with each other? Do some of them reject the other ones? And if so, which ones agree with which and which ones reject which? Okay, we're not going to try to keep track of that. But it's obvious Diol Gabi Diol doesn't work. How does that make sense? Why does Diol Gabi Diol not work? So, according to most of the Drachim, that works perfectly fine. So I would put them here basically like the Ramban here. I mean, you could put many Rishonim like many Rishonim here. Truth be told, if you wanted to add some names, the Ritva is basically also like the Ramban. And the Rashba we pointed out was like Tosfos. Okay, good enough. To me, we actually like this one. He didn't terribly like... He didn't terribly like that weirdo Kemptomish and Shabbos. He liked more Melech and Shabbos. Okay, next. How about the end of our Sugya? So if you're the Rashbam, that's very poshut. Just say that's a case with Sav Tachtum is Yavesh. Right? What?
It's practically unlikely.
What do you mean?
They're right there. They're in court.
You're saying for the Rashbam, why not just suggest have them do it while the Dio is still Lach? You're saying the Rashbam is going to be stuck here. I can't make an okimta there. They're trying to find an Eitzah. I'm not allowed to make an okimta that they didn't find an Eitzah. Right? It's not a case. It's a... Okay, you're right. The Rashbam is going to have some trouble here. Meaning, for the Rashbam, why not just write it and have them trace it over while it is still wet? Like, Diol Gabi Sikra, why is there a problem? Just do it while the Sikra is wet. Or even use Diol and do it while it's wet. Okay. For the Ramban, he should really not have a problem with this. He doesn't explicitly relate to this case, but l'chora, he can answer this. You can answer this case in one of two ways. What do I mean? You could answer this case that this is Aliva Derav Chista. Our whole Gemara is Aliva Derav Chista. It's no problem. Yeah, they don't read this here also. All right, our whole sugya, all about the utensil of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda, oksav of gabi ksav is no good. Therefore, jo gabi jo is pashut, no good. And jo gabi sikra is controversial, and the end we pass is no good. That's simple enough. The Meiri, he doesn't really want to make okimtas like Rav Chisda. You know what? I'm trying to oversimplify too much. So let me put the Ramban and the Ritva here. Right? Give me a second, Morty. Let me put the Ramban and the Ritva here. Right? Lechora, the Yesh Lomar, this Sugyan, Azel, Aliba, the Rav Chisda. The Meiri gives a different answer. Just give me a second, I don't think more. What does the Meiri say? The Meiri says that it's no good for Edim because it's ksav she'enu yochol lehiskayim. And what is, not to confuse us, I would not have used that word in our sugya because we had the word miskayim earlier, but he doesn't mean miskayim to last a long time. He means miskayim, kiyim shtaros, meaning, whoever said this yesterday, if the Edim write ksav al gabi ksav, then it's not their real handwriting, and it's not their real handwriting, and how are you ever going to authenticate the signatures? Meaning, Edim signing doesn't count if it's not their authentic real handwriting. That's what the Meiri says. So says the Meiri, he says that... Let's just take this. He says, really, Havik Sab, according to Rav Yaakov, Shabbos is different because of Meleches Machsheves. And here, that, what does it mean? It's not a personal, or Einu Yochel Eskayim. It's not a personally identifiable signature. And that's why it's puzzled by Aiden. What we recall, Eino Yochol Lehiskayim, I think was the phrase he used. One subtle difference between the Meiri and the Ramban is that the Meiri never said that our sugya is a libidur of chista. The Ramban sort of implied that. The Meiri never says that our sugya is a libidur of chista. The Meiri might say that our sugya, one second, you know, it's, I'm sorry, keep going back and forth about the Meiri really holds. He's not clear. He never said anything about a libidur of chista. All he said is that Shabbos is different from Lech Machsheves. The Edom are different case because their signatures are Eino Yochol Lehiskayim. It's not their personally identifiable signatures. He never really worked out, like, what about the whole Mahalach of our sugya? Would it be a libidur of chista? He didn't fully explain the Shakla Vatari of our sugya. Like, why is it Pashtim that Yo'al Gavi Yo doesn't work? Not because of not personally identifiable signatures. They didn't know that yet. Because they're still so Yo'al Gavi Sekra. Right? So, what will I add here? I'm looking at your guy. What do I mean? The Meiri never says our sugya is a libidur of chista. He never says it's not. I think it's going to be hard to defend our sugya without being a libidur of chista, so I'm going to put the Meiri back here. I apologize for flip-flopping. What does the Meiri add? And I'll point out, this is what I think the Meiri adds. The Meiri adds kacha. If, according to what does he say? one second. Let's
try this once more. Get shekos for shlo l'shma, etc. Etc. We don't pass like Rav Yaakov. The yesh poskim that we hold like Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Amush ein ladamos, etc. etc. Yesh poskim like Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Says the Meiri. What if you want to pass like Rav Acha bar Yaakov? Says the Meiri. What if you want to pass like Rav Acha bar Yaakov? Here's where the Meiri adds. Adds the Meiri. But lefi haposkim kirav Acha bar Yaakov. If you hold like Rav Acha bar Yaakov, then you can't say our sugya is only like Rav Chisda, because you also have to pass like our sugya. Lama. Right, let me just take it one step back. How do we paskin? Psak halacha. Machlokas Rav Chisda versus Rav Acha bar Yaakov. There are three shitas. The Rashba quotes over there on Daf Chaf. Says the Rashba. And then we'll just come back and finish the Meiri. And then we'll get back to where we were. Says the Rashba there. He says three shitas. Kos of Rach.
Meaning, what's the practical case? Lemaisa. Kasav get shelo lishma. Vehevir alav kulmos lishma. Right? That's a lemaisa case. How do we paskin? Says the Rach, Safik. It's a Safik. The Machlokes of Chisda Rach bar Yaakov. How are we supposed to know how to paskin? Fair enough. Says the Rambam, nope, Kirav Chisda, meaning, ain't no get, it's a puzzle get. Like Rav Chisda, it's not a valid get. We pass like Rav Chisda. Why does the Rambam, how does he know to pass like Rav Chisda against Rav Chisda Yaakov? I guess one, Rav Chisda Yaakov said a lashon Dilma, so we're not sure how serious he was. But two, probably the Rambam held like the Ramban that all the other sugyas were going on the Rav Chisda, and if all the other sugyas like Rav Chisda, we should pass like Rav Chisda. There is a third sheet that the Meiri quotes, strangely enough. V'yesh poskim, that it were, like Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Meiri, the shame, yesh poskim, says, this get is kosher to Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Why? Because Rav Acha bar Yaakov had the last word. He had the last word. I think he's Basra to Rav Chisda. So they pass like Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Okay, if you pass like Rav Acha bar Yaakov, then you're not going to be able to say that anything that's the Psak Halacha is only the Yudra of Chisda. So, according to the C.H. Poskim in the Meiri, Fia Poskim Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Lama Paslu Dio Al Gabi Dio. And Yo al Gabi Sikra Bechasimas Eidim. Right? According to those who pass like Rav Acha bar Yaakov, then Ksav al Gabi Ksav is Ksav Lamaisa. Don't give me what any Gemara say. We pass it as Ksav. So if it's Ksav, why are you putter on Shabbos and Lachs Shabbos? If it's Ksav, why can't you use it for the Eidim? So then he has to answer because Eino yochol lehiskayim, meaning it's not a personally identifiable signature. Okay, that's why the Meiri has to bring this in, because he actually, I don't know who this Yesh Poskim is. The Rashba quotes two shitas, the Rach and the Rambam, and doesn't quote a Yesh Poskim. If you hold like Rach Mar Yaakov, then why isn't this a solution for the Edom? Right? Because Lachor, we don't revoke the Psak of Rabbi Yochanan Rishlakish. So the answer must be, because it's not personally identifiable signature. Why is this perish of the Meiri so dachuk?
The Gemara does bring up the Yal Gabi Sikra for Hasimus Eidim.
Okay, but the Maskana, it's no good.
The exact same problem.
Okay, but we only have to fit the Maskana. We don't have to fit the Shakta Vatarya. That's why I'm adding to the Meiri that the Shakta Vatarya might have been according to Rav Chisda. We only have to fit the Maskana. The problem is, how about Algebe Rok and Algebe Avar and Algebe Meimilin? Isn't that also not a personally identifiable signature? Right, it's a little tricky. Meaning, it's Kasher Algebe Rok. It's Kasher Algebe Meimilin. It's Kasher Algebe Avar. That's also not personally identifiable. Like, if the problem is not personally identifiable, then even if you did it on disappearing ink, it would still be not personally identifiable. Right? But yet, it seems to be that everyone's machshir al gabi roken, al gabi meimilin. Vichule. So that gets a little tricky, unless you have to say that we also paskin as pasal al gabi roken, al gabi meimilin, al gabi offer, which is again the mahalach of the sugya. So this meiri is going to be a little difficult. There might be a better answer, but this is going to be a little difficult. Sarach Ion, the Imkain, Lama Hechshiru, Al Gabe Avar, Rok, Umeimilin. If you need personally identifiable, not to mention the fact that what about Roshim, etc., it could be that what you'll have to say in the end for the Meiri, I think this might be what you have to say. That, give me a second. When you do it, Al Gabe Rok, Umeimilin, it disappears. So the Edim actually do their own style. They just use that as a guide. When you do it, Gabi Avar, you erase it afterwards. So they do their own style. They just use the Avar as a guide, which is adding a lot to the Gemara. When you do it, Gabi Dior, Gabi Sekra, you can't erase it afterwards. So therefore, they have to trace the same thing. It's not personally identifiable. But this gets very dachuk. You understand how it's not Pasha. The Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is that the problem is not lack of personally identifiable signature. Because if so, then even on disappearing ink should be a problem.
No, if you see from the next, the Tosos back on Tet, when he talks about the Karinal, not they said when they bring it down that he doesn't really make the sense. He makes it bigger, and they write inside.
So Tosos requires
disappearing stuff. It's also not perfect.
That's what we're saying. We're saying when you write with the disappearing ink, you write it bigger, and then they trace themselves within it, and then it disappears. It's not a problem. Meaning, so you're saying the truth is, it's not really the Bixarhi, and Tosos already answers it, right? Right? Vitzarech litarates al gabe avar rok umeimilin sheherchivu lahem, like the Yerushalmi. That's what Morty's saying. And that's not crazy, because it's already Tosos' name of the Yerushalmi by this case. Why not say it by here? So Al-Gabe Rok is their personal signature, Bedochak, because you make a broad outline in Rok and then let them work within it. Al-Gabe Milan and Avar is the same thing. But Al-Gabe Dio and Sikra, you can't make a broad outline because it's going to be there forever, and therefore it's not their personally identifiable signature.
Another question about this. Okay. Identifiable. There's several cases in the Gemara where they talk about people would sign with pictures. I don't remember exactly.
Yes, that was personally identifiable.
So why isn't that an acceptable thing here? That they should do that. They can't.
So the Gemara says you're only allowed to use a picture if you're world famous and everyone knows that's your picture.
Uh-huh.
Like some of the Rabbanim in those days.
Is picture ksiva?
What?
For this conversation?
Yes. Yes, let's assume for Shabbos it is, even though it is a steer in the Rambam, but let's assume it is in this case. Okay, now let me get to the question of the Achronim.
The Rashbam could also have a meeting, no?
Correct. Meaning, let me get to the Achronim point out that Tosfos has a big problem. What does Tosos do with Dio al-Gabe Sikra? Dio al-Gabe Sikra, you are adding something. Right? The first ones were not signed by the Edim. Either way, sorry. With the Edim, you are adding something. This is the Kasha. This is the famous Marshal's Kasha that everyone went to town on the... Right? The question of the Maharsha. What's the question of the Maharsha? Is that... the Edim are adding a new element. Because it used to be not the Edim, and now it is the Edim. So if you're adding a new element, then why isn't that a valid
Ksav al gav ksav. Just like when it used to be not l'shma, now it's l'shma. So by the Edom also, you originally signed it not l'shem Eidos, and now it is l'shem Eidos. Right? You're adding a new element of l'shem Eidos.
It's really just l'shem Eidos.
It's the right people. Right. So what are you going to answer? How are you going to answer this question? Right? How is Tosos going to deal with the case of the Edom where Diol Gabi Diol is for sure no good, and even Diol Gabi Sikra is controversial? So the Maharsha famously says, here there's a few answers. Says the Maharsha. He said, no. This part of the sugya is only Aliva Dera Fiska. You're right. According to Rav Bar Yaakov, I could write it in ink, and the Edom could write over in ink, and there's no problem whatsoever, because they're adding something new. It's not redundant. However, this part of the Gemara is according to Rav Chisda. Okay, big chiddush. According to Rav Bar Yaakov, you can do it. However, that's not the only answer. There are two other answers, each of which I think is very important. The Maram Shif and the Torah's Gittin give a different answer. Says the Maharam Shif and the Torah's Gittin. What do the Maharam Shif and the Torah's Gittin say? What do the Maharam Shif and the Torah's Gittin say? Anyone? I have a Maharam Shif here. It's Milsa David de Lugluye. Isaac, what does the Maharam Shif say? Okay. Sorry, I thought you raised your hand. Says the Maharam Shif here. He says, Uvesamoch, what about this case? Ha, metakim le nigedach zimu yasheni l'shma v'ilachim ein tzarech l'shma. The second one is l'shma. It has 3 points out. It's more than l'shma. It's the right person. Etc. V'dochik lomar. It's dochik say the Maharsha that this Gemara is not like Ravacha. Tosos is not going in the direction of making Gemara is not like Ravacha. Right? Because he finds out if Tosos was willing to give the answer that this Gemara is like Rav Chisda, he should have said all the Gemara's were like Rav Chisda and not getting into it in the first place. Okay. Etc., which is what he points. So he says, Ela Nira Lechalik, the Dafkalin Ksivas get on Rina Lakaman, Ksav Shin, Misakin Sav Rishon, Valin Hasima Kan Mi Boile, the Efshir Davi Hasimas Harishon, Ksav Elion Love, Ksav Inkan Hasimas Hasheni, El Shamatakin, it's Harishon. I'm reading the Maram Shef with the brackets. Sorry, I don't know who wrote which gears of the Maram Shef. What is he saying? He's saying that there's a difference in Ksiva and Hasima. Tosus until now was talking about Ksiva. But by Chasima, there is a fundamental problem. What does he say? Af al gav, diksav al gaviksav, haviksav, hecha demitakein. Even though when you're doing something new, it's ksav, it counts as something. But, what's his lashon? It's, I shouldn't have closed it so quickly. His lashon was exactly. Ein kan chasimas hasheni elo shemetakein es harishon. Havi chasimas rishon ve'ein kan chasimas sheni. Havi chasimas rishon ve'ein kan chasimas sheni elo shemetakein es harishon. What does he mean by this? What he means by this is, yes, ladun. Why ksav? What do we mean with ksav? Ksav, have ksav. There's two ways to understand what we mean that the top ksav is really a ksav. The way we understood until now is that the top ksav is really a ksav, meaning the top ksav is an individual ksav. The bottom ksav is a ksav, and the top ksav is a ksav. It's as if the top ksav is on its own. Ksav will get ksav is ksav. That's probably what the Maharsha holds. However, what the Maharam Shif and the Torah's Gittin are saying, you could read the Torah's Gittin, he said the same thing, maybe even a little clearer. He said that no, it's not that the Ksav Elyon is an independent Ksav. That's not a Rav Yaakov Shita. He doesn't hold the Ksav Elyon as an independent Ksav. That's not true. He holds that the Ksav Elyon is a continuation of the Ksav Tachdon, of the Ksav Rishon. He holds the Ksav Sheni is Ksav, because the Ksav Sheni is a continuation of the Ksav Rishon, meaning I wrote it once, Shalom L'shma, now I write it again, L'shma. That's a real Ksiva L'shma, because I've gone and continued the Ksiva Shalom L'shma and made it into Ksiva L'shma. It's only ksav as a tikkun of the ksav tachton. Therefore, what? If the problem is ksiva shel lishma, I can fix it and make it ksiva lishma, right? And even the Sefer Torah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, I can fix it and make it ksiva lishma. And on Shabbos, I'm chayev, because I'm doing a ksiva. You're not doing a ksiva by fixing an existing ksiva. That's chayev in all of Hilchos Shabbos, right? Whenever I continue something and I accomplish something, I'm chayev. However, when it comes to the Edim, taka, did the Edim do ksiva? They did. The Edim did ksiva. If the Edim did it lishma, is this ksiva lishma? Yes. The problem is, who, what's the difference in everything else we've learned? And what's the difference in everything else we've learned? And Chasimas Edim? Everything else we've learned, it just depends if it was written and how it was written. It doesn't depend who wrote it. On Shabbos, it doesn't matter who wrote it. And Ksivas Ged, it doesn't matter who wrote it. This so far, that so far. See, for Torah, it doesn't matter who wrote it. Okay, it has to be an adult Jew, whatever. In Edim, the whole point is they have to write it and not someone else. And basically, this is not saying the Me'iri, it's not their personal signature physically. This is a more longish version. Since ksav al gavi ksav is only ksav, b'toras tikon ksav rishon, therefore, the Edim merely improved and expanded and continued the ksav of the first person who wrote it. But who is the chosen here? Who is chatom? Not the Edim. They were just being metakin, someone else's. The first guy is chatom. Meaning, if ksav al gavi ksav is only ksav, is a tikkun of the Rishon, then if you have to say which human being do we attribute this to, we attribute it to the Rishon, not the Sheni. And even when the second guy's trace, that's still the writing of the Rishon. They're just improving the writing of the Rishon, but whose signature is it? It's the first guy's signature. The second guy's only improved it. But the second guy's supposed to be the Edim, and it's the first guy's signature. That's why it's puzzle. That's this famous Hakira. And not a famous Hakira, it should be. Right, Yesh Lachkor, Chakira, Manda Omer, Ksav, Agave Ksav, Havik Ksav. In what way is it Havik Ksav? Right? It's a Ksav Atzma'i, an independent Ksav, or it's a Ksav Bitoras Tikon Ksav Rishon. Yeah, it's a Ksav. As a continuation, the earlier Ksav, what's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is, whose signature is it for the Edim, right? Nafkamina is Edus. Here, it's the Chasimas Hasheni, meaning equals Kasher. Here, it's the Chasimas Harishon equals Pasul. And this is just the Maharsha. And this is the Maram Shif and the Torah's Gittin. What does Marsha say? Taket is kosher. It's the Chasim Hasheni. Why is there no apostle? Argamon must be of Chista. Right? But the Torah's Gittin Maram Shif says, no, yes, I know it's a Ksav, but it's only Ksav is Tikkun of the Ksav Rishon. And therefore, it's not the Chasim of the Edom, it's apostle. What's the other famous nafkamina of this question? Chatzitza, perhaps, but even more directly, I would say. You're okay. The Nodri Huda deals with the question of, I don't know if it's a great nafkamina. He says, when you are machshir, the mandor was machshir, the ksav elyon, ksav sheni, isn't there a chatzitza between the ksav and the sefer Torah? Because the ksav rishon is chotzitz, right? Now he says, isn't there a problem of chatzitza? And it's not a great question, because there could have been many answers, such as min b'mino eino chotzitz, etc. I don't love the question. I'm not going to say it's a nafkamina whether it's chatzitza, because there's many ways to answer that question. It's not a great question. But how you answer the question is an afkamina. I put the note of Yehuda here, didn't I? Says the note of Yehuda here someplace. He says, right? He basically says that someone asked him that the problem is that it's chatzitza. He himself, I don't know if he would have brought up this issue. Someone said, oh, it's a problem chatzitza, and maybe the whole machlokas and the Gemara is really machlokas and dine chatzitza, etc. He says, nah, that's ridiculous. And then, let me just find the... And he says, after all, lots of times we retrace things, we don't worry about chatzitza, etc. So rather, what does he say? Eino mevatel ksav ha-tachton, ubatel ha-elyon le-tachton, v'nech nshar ksav ha-tachton ke-l-chasov, l'fik ha-fil v'chol n'kosher, v'lo v'chol n'sidro, v'chol n'osu n'chotzeis. He throws in a lot of things.
But one of the things he throws in is Einam Bavatl Ksav HaTachton Ubatl HaElyon LaTachton.
What do you mean Batl HaElyon LaTachton? He's talking even the Mandara you can add Lishman, it counts. Yes, you can add Lishman, it counts. But it's still Batl HaElyon LaTachton. It's still Be'ikr Ksav Tachton. All the Ksav Elyon is only Ksav because it's this Batl to the Tachton and becomes part of an adjoint Maisaksiva. And you know what? An adjoint Maisaksiva, as long as there's an element of Lishma, even if at first it wasn't, and then it was, as long as you can join into the Maisik Siva, if it's too late to join into the Maisik Siva and you're doing nothing, that's Manda Rosal Gavik Sav is Naksav. But as long as you're joining into the Maisik Siva and you're doing the Lishma, that is good enough. So I think there's many ways, Kolon also in a Chotzeitz, right? The Min Bamino in a Chotzeitz, you could have said, there's many ways to answer. I think the phrase he uses to answer why it's not a Chatzitza is definitely fits in with the Maram Shiv and towards getting inside of this Chakira.
You connect it to the string you give in the Magen Mishnah also? That it's a common, it's a lack of the Shema from the
Magen. Correct. That actually would work nicely. Here's the Magen Mishnah. If it's one joint by Siksiva, that even if it's Ksav, it's still, in Gittin you need it to be all the Shema, not some Lishma.
True, if it's Tikkun Derisha, then you don't have two separate things. And then where one Lishma and one's not Lishma, it should become one Ksav. But if they're seen as two, if it's two independent.
It's a bit of a double-edged sword because you could say no, even if it integrates into one ksav, it was partially written the shema, partially shalul shema also. So I'm not sure. It's going to be too subtle. Okay, let me. I'm going to need someone to take the board. Yes.
If Tosas really held like this, wouldn't it be a better answer to explain Shabbos by saying it's not El Ksiva because it's just a tikkun to a previous ksiva?
No, it would not. Because in Shabbos, being metakin something that's previously there is for sure chayav in Shabbos. Meaning, everyone knows that in Hilchas Shabbos, if I do something and I do it over better, that I'm chayav on Shabbos. But so the fact that it's only taking some risho, but not
as like a joint maisa, like two people carrying something.
No, I don't understand. If I plowed my field and now I plow it a little better, so I'm chayav on Shabbos. If I cook something and I cook it more, it's not fully cooked yet, and I fix the cooking, I'm chayav on Shabbos. In general, on Shabbos, it's not going to be a good example to say, oh, it's ksav, but only it's tikkun ksav rishon, because then it should be chayav on Shabbos.
I thought you were thinking that, like we started doing the Maisa, and Shimon, like, helped him finish it.
No, I think it's more like, you know, like, I cooked it, okay, according to, I think it's more like, according to the Rambam, I cooked the Machman Dersai, and then you cooked the rest. We're both chayav. Okay, so, yeah.
According to the Maram Shif and Torah Gittin, that should be a great answer for the Rashban, no?
According to the Maram Shif and the Torah Gittin, that could be an answer.
Practically, like, it's not even a theoretical question. Practically,
correct, that could be an answer to the Rashban. You could answer the Rashban like the Meiri, you could answer the Rashban like the... you can basically give a lot of answers to the Rashban, and we're not sure. No one really talks about it because no one cares about the Rashban. But you're right.
I saw a really interesting third answer to the question. I think it was the Karni Re'im on the bottom of the Marsha. He says that if Eden were to sign on top of a Ktav Tachton, it would be an Eden Shi'etar Chol Aziva. Because once they would be Huzam, then the Mafreya, there would not have been any Tikkun on top of the Ktav Tachton, and therefore, there wouldn't be anything written there.
That's very yeshivish.
It's like similar to what we saw in Asenayim.
Right. That's fascinating. Of course, part of the problem is that we're not sure in Shtoros there's a rule of Eidu Shiyatiyachol Azima.
He brings that in at the end and says...
He deals with that also.
It's like a throwaway line, but he says even though it wouldn't be like really Shiyatiyachol Azima, it should be bad for a get in this case.
Okay, all right. That's very cheshbeni. And, you know, you have to finesse this important point. Okay, let us leave that for a moment. Let me just point out... I can. You'll tell me if I say anything that's against the Sifta. Let me just point out that this is an important Chakira. I'm going to start again, right? Ksav al gabi ksav, havi ksav. Right? There is such a mandal amar, at least in some. Rav Acher Yaakov holds, and first of all, Rav Yehuda holds. And Racha Yaakov holds even the Fifa Chomen that at least in some cases have Ksav. So our Chakira was Betoras what? Betoras Ksav Atzma'i. No, who cares what was there already? Lemaisa, you're writing. Maybe he just holds that, right? We don't care about the net difference.
Wait, Kira, are you writing something or not? Are you writing something? Or no. Of course it's not independent ksav, because then you're not doing anything. But Torah's tikkun ksav rishon. And what did we say the nafkamina was? One nafkamina was for Eidos. Is it the chasima sheni and kosher? This is the Maharsha. Or is the chasimas rishon equals puzzle? And this is the Maharshef. And the Torah's gittin. Another nafkina we suggested was the Nadi Yehuda's, it's a bit of a klotz kasha, of chatzitza. Right, so, eif letaritz, it's not a great nafkina, but kushyas chatzitza. The Nadi Yehuda, there's plenty of terutzim. There's many terutzim, but one of the terutzim the Nadi Yehuda says, even though he says a lot of things, is that Batal ha'elyon l'tachton. It's no chatzitza. Batal ha'elyon l'tachton, says the Nodi Yehuda. Batal ha'elyon l'tachton. Ah, oh, he's even covering them under Amar Ksav Gavik Ksav Ksav. Why is it batal l'tachton? It's just a ksav, but it's ksav integrating into the tachton. I thought the most classic nafkamina was the famous discussion of the Mordechai here about chak tochos. We'll learn soon enough that maybe we're familiar from Hilchos Stam, etc. There's a big issue in Hilchos Stam, in Tefillin, etc. That the Gemara later on says, V'kasav v'lo chakak. You have to write the get, and say for Torah and Tefillin and everything else, and not carve it. Ah, the Gemara says that it's fine, right? Right? Remember, he said, V'kasav v'lo mechtav v'teich v'chosam chod kodesh l'Hashem. Right? It's fine to carve. Etching in is a total ksiva, is 100% ksiva. So if etching is 100% ksiva, so they said, no, this chatochos, this chakerechos. Basically, if you etch the letter in, that's a perfectly good ksiva in kolator kula. If you cut out around the letter and leave the letter there, that's called chaktochos. You cut the inside of the letter and the outside and leave the letter. That is a psul because you haven't actually done anything to the letter. You've just done something to the background and removed the letter, right? If I have like one of this paper with like black wax on it, and I want to make an A, so I erase everything but the A. That is chaktochos, and that is puzzle. This is a very, very big issue in Hilchos Stam, because there's another kind of, this is Maisel Choyom, another kind of chaktochos. What if I write the letter and I add an extra part, and then I erase it? I write tefillin, and I start with Vaydaber Shem Moshe Leimar. First bab of Vayidaber, I read it too long, it's a nun sofit. So, what would you think to do? Just erase the bottom, and it'll become a vav. That's a psul of chaktochos. Now I haven't created it by writing it, I've created it by erasing the background, and therefore that's very chomer in Hilchos Tefillin, because if, let's say, I only discovered this when I finished writing the tefillin, and now I can't just erase the bottom of the vav, because that's chaktochos, I have to erase the whole thing and rewrite it from scratch. If I erase the whole thing and rewrite it from scratch, it's not considered the whole film's puzzle. Basically, you get into a lot of trouble with this. Okay, but that's not our Indian yet. What did the Mordechai discuss? What if I wrote it with chaktochos? Right, what's the problem? He's trying to find a solution to this problem. I wrote it with a big blot of ink, and then I scratched away the ink I didn't need. Chaktochos. Now I'm stuck. He says, well, for the manda amar, the ksav, l'gabi ksav is ksav, or, you know, if we'll, then maybe you could just retrace it with the proper ksiva. That's good enough, right? So I originally created it by etching away ink, but now I can recreate it with a proper ksiva, and it'll be kosher, because ksav, l'gabi ksav is ksav, according to that manda amar, right? He's explicitly saying, according to that manda amar, and what does the Mordechai say at the end of Simon Shin Mem Dalet, or Shin Dalet Mem, or what have you? He says, "The gam lahaver lov kol mos laachar tikkun lo yoel lo the Rabbi Yehuda lo the Rabbanan, not for any shita. Demol al osa nechshol shmol shvi the lishma. It might work to help the lishma. We come up the shvi oslo yoel. It won't help to make it a letter. I mean, it's already a letter. What does he mean by this? It'll help to solve the problem shlo lishma, but it won't help to solve the problem chaktochos. Why is this? So it's a big chiddush. Why not? If ksav al gabi ksav is ksav, now I'm writing it. Who cares that I originally etched away the background?
So it seems that this is enough kavina of this chakira. If ksavel gabi ksav is ksav, an independent ksav, then it's an independent ksav. It solves the problem of chotochos ma'abaya. That would be a great solution, by the way. Yeah, you'd have to figure out whether we paskin like that day or not, right? But it could be a great solution to all these problems. However, if by get, it's not the end of the world, because just erase the letter and rewrite it, it doesn't have to be kasidra. But if we say it's only tikkun ksav rishon, you can say yes, you can add the shmah to the ksav rishon, you can mitake the ksav rishon. But if you're asking how was this created, it was created through etching out the background and not through writing. Maybe if it's a tikkun ksav rishon, you can add an element of lishmah to ksav rishon. But you can't change the nature of whether it's writing or not. That is too late to be metakin. The basic identity of the ksav rishon sticks. So I think that's the only way to explain the Mordechai. How about ksav al gabe, what's called chok tochos? So here we can say that it is kosher. The lokan Mordechai. Again, according to my number, ksav al gabe ksav is ksav. Let's say Rabbi Yehuda, who for sure holds that. But what with Lechora, what's the Mordechai? The Mordechai says it's puzzle. Why does the Mordechai think it's puzzle? It's a strange thing. Why can you fix the Shema, but you can't make it into a letter? What does it mean, not make it? It is a letter. It means you can't make it something written as opposed to something which was carved around. I think the point is, because if it's only Tikkun Ksav Rishon, you need a Ksav Rishon. You need a basic identity of Ksav Rishon. If you have a Ksav Rishon, you can continue the Ksiv and improve it. But here you don't have a ksav rishon in the first place. Nothing was ever written here. You merely scratched away background. If nothing was ever written here, then there's nothing that you can fix, puzzle, because there is no ksav rishon to improve. There's no ksav rishon at all. Nothing was ever written here. If nothing was ever written here, now I understand. One could imagine as far as the idoch yisa. You could say even a ksav gabi ksav is not ksav. Ksav gabi chot tochos ksav because nothing was written. I understand that. But the Mordechai happens too. Am I saying it's likely we're going to read the Mordechai? No. Halacha rechoshes the Mordechai? Yes. But l'chor, what he means is that you can improve an existing ksav. You can't make a non-ksav into a ksav. So it's only tikkun ksav rishon. I think that's the svara of the Mordechai. I would add one last thing, which is the question of kesidron. If you do ksav al gabi ksav, here, what's the case? This is ma'isim chol yom. Ma'isim chol yom. Remember, Sefer Torah doesn't need to be written kesidron. That's how come you can fix a puzzle Sefer Torah, even though you're going out of order. But Sefer Tefillin Mezuzah have to be kesidron. Okay, if Sefer Torah had to be kesidron, we would never have a Sefer Torah. Right? That means that if it ever gets puzzle, you have to, unless it's the last letter of the Torah, you're in trouble. Right? Or the last few lines, right? But if there's ever a psul in Sefer Torah before the last name of Hashem in the Torah, then there's no way to fix it, because if you just fix it earlier, it's not written kesidron. And if you erase everything till the end and rewrite it, you can't erase Shem Hashem. Okay, so in Sefer Torah, in mezuzah, in tefillin, though, we have a problem with shalok kesidron. If your tefillin mezuzah gets puzzle, say a letter gets erased, then it can only be fixed if it's the very end of the Sefer of the tefillin mezuzah. Or if it's after the last Shem Hashem, right? If we have Yakov Yachal last, right? Kiba Chozik Yad, Hotzianu Hashem, Mi Mitzrayim, okay? Only Mitzrayim. What do we do often? If it's starting to fade, we'll go over it, right? Hold on. If you start to fade and go over it, isn't that written Shalok Hasidron? Isn't that written Shalok Hasidron? Now you've written it out of order. So, the Truma Zedeshin is bothered by this. Everyone did it. It's obviously kosher. Truma Zedeshin is bothered by it. And he gives two answers. He says, clearly, if it gets erased and then you rewrite it, that's out of order. Right? If an earlier letter gets erased and rewrite it. But what if it's just fading? So what does he say? Listen to the two answers. First, he says, Mikol makom, ho luksava achron in metakin ato klom, shari achshav kosher uksava rishon. So he gives one answer. What's his first answer? No, it's not a problem shloka sidron. Because when you write on top of writing, ksav al gabi ksav is not ksav. You haven't written anything. If you haven't written anything, it's not a problem shloka sidron. What's his second answer?
Uvagilion perk base to get in custom, Lachachinuya, the field shimitak and Savatak and the social Lishma, come mockum Lachosh of Savat Oyon Xav, Ella the Indian Zesh, Oseu Lishma. Right? Ella the Indian Zesh, Oseu Lishma. It's only called Xav La Indian that it makes it Lishma. What does it mean? It's only called Xav La Indian that it makes it Lishma, as opposed to being an independent Xav. And that's exactly the side of the Hakira. He says, why is it not a problem of Silka Sidran? You're not writing a new Xav out of order. You're only fixing the existing Xav. What's he is a great Lashon. I'll read it to you again. Lo choshev Xav el yom Xav, ela le'inyan zesh osehu lishma. Right? So I think that's really the question, right? Is it considered Shelo Kesidron? For sure, no. But you would answer in two ways. Is it considered Shelo Kesidron? Here you would say, this is Trumas Hadeshen Al Pi Tosvos. What does he say? He says, no, because Ksav Al Gabi Ksav is not Ksav. But if it were Ksav, then the implication is that it would be Shelo Kesidron. That's what he says at first. If it was Ksav, it would be Shelo Kesidron, because it's a new Ksav. However, Ksav al gabi Ksav is not Ksav. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like Tosos, that if you're not adding Lashma, it's not Ksav, and therefore it's no problem. What's the Trumas Hadeshen's second answer? Alp Gilyon. Right? We don't have all the Gilyons he had. Gilyon was like, remember, some assassins shooting with Betsy, quotes like a gazillion Gilyons on Tosos, like on Bava Kamma. So he had a lot of Gilyons on Tosos. So he had some Gilyon. He says, no. Even if Ksav al gabi Ksav is Ksav, it's only Ksav le'inyan. What's his lashon? Le'inyan zesh oseir lishma. Even if it is Ksav, it's not a new Ksav. It's only the Ksav le'inyan oseir lishma. That's exactly saying it's betaking Ksav harishon. Right? So either way, it's okay. Either way, if you retrace, it's not a problem with Shulam Kesidra. But why? First answer says, because it's not Ksav. If it was Ksav, it would be Shelo Kesidron, because it's an independent Ksav. Second answer, Alpi Gilyon says, even if it is Ksav, it's not a Ksav l'kol dover v'inyan. It's only Ksav l'inyan shoseyu l'shma. That's what we're calling Metaken, what the Marashiv calls Metaken Ksav Rishon. So this is a big Hakira about the Manda Omer Ksav l'gabi Ksav have a Ksav, which ties into this question we had in Tosos. Let's continue where we were now. And here I'm going to add a new, what did it say here? Element?
Element.
Sorry. There is a third answer to Tosa's question. Here, I'm going to go out a little on a limb. There's a third answer to Tosa's question, which is the, I think the Tosa's Rush and the Pnei Yeshua are saying the same thing. What is the Tosa's Rush says something which I'm not sure I know what he means. I'm going to hope that I know what he means. How does the Tosa's Rush answer the question? Let's remember the question according to Tosa's. Tosa says, if it adds something new, then it's Ksav. Oh, when the Edom sign on top of non-Edom, that's something new. Why isn't it Ksav? Right. So the Tosus Rush, parallel to Daf Yotes and Artos, that happens to be Daf Chaf, answers. Answers the Tosus Rush. Where is it? It's here someplace. The gabi edim shein yodim lachtom me acher shein kosim besikra ella sheyacht mohedim alav. Since the only reason they wrote in sikra is for the edim to go over it, I mean, in all the other cases, someone wrote the first one independently. Then you decided to write a second one on top of it for some reason. Here, you only wrote the first one as prep for the second one. It's not called a tikkun for the Rishon since it was only written for their sake. So here, it's a little unclear what his svar is.
Which one is the Iker?
Right? What's he saying? He's saying that over here, I'm trying to figure out what he's saying. You can't consider it an improvement of the Rishon because the Rishon was only written for them to write over. Okay, that's the Tos Rosh answer. It's like, what is it? Why is that? If I wrote a Shalom Lishma by accident and then I write it Lishma, that's a Chiddush, so Ksav Gavik Sav Ksav. If I write it for you to trace over and you trace over, then that's not a Tikkun, because I intended you to trace over all along. And therefore, what you're doing is not Ksav. You're still adding a new element. There's still a big Chiddush in what you're doing. It's just since it was intended all along, it's not Ksav.
It sounds like it's only one ksav. The first, what was the red on the bottom, the bottom is nothing. It's just in order to enable the top one.
Okay, but then it should work. That's going the wrong way. Then it should work. The first one was nothing, but he's saying it doesn't work, right? So, I'm not sure what the Tosfos Rosh means. I want to interpret the Tosfos Rosh, even though I can't. His lashon is unclear. He's saying, oh, well, there's no improvement to the second one. The first one was just going there the whole time. That was your intention the whole time. So what? That was your intention the whole time. You did something without good Eidus, and now there's something with good Eidus. So I want to think that maybe he means what the Pnei Yoshua says, which is a little more clear. Says the Pnei Yoshua. The lo dami legetchenef to shlo lishma. The hasam vadek sava achor ikker. Kevin shein atzorch od leksav rishon. In a normal case of ksav legavi ksav, it's ksav because you don't want the first one anymore. They only want the second one. Sorry, I just lost my place. You don't want the first ksav. Meaning, in the case where you wrote to get lishma, shlo lishma wrote it lishma. You're trying to get rid of the first one,
right?
Because you want the second one. Well, you wrote the Sefer Torah, Shalol Lishman, then write Lishman. You're trying to get rid of the first one and bring the second one instead, right? But in this case, you can't say you don't really want the first one. You only want the second one. You need the first one. Right? He says you can't say. What's he saying? In a normal ksav al gavi ksav, you could say, I erased the first one, now I want the second one. It used to be shalol lishma, I'm erasing shalol lishma, now I want the lishma. But over here, you can't say, I'm erasing this because I didn't want it. Like, you need this, you're only building off this. Basically, what he's saying here is funny. It's almost the opposite of our earlier chakira. Because you are only metakin the rishon, therefore it's not ksav. For ksav al gavi ksav to be ksav, it has to erase the Rishon, not be Mataka the Rishon. Mamash, the other side of the Chakira. What I'm saying here is that
It needs to be independent.
Adrava, it Davka needs to be independent. If it's dependent, then it's no good. Because Tikkun Ksav Rishon is not a way to get Ksav. To get Ksav, you need Mechikas Ksav Rishon. So what I... So basically, here is let's put this here. What did the Tosos Rosh and the Pnei Yeshua say? The Pnei Yeshua say, even though Ksav al Gavi Ksav is Ksav, Af al Gav, Diksav al Gavi Ksav, Havi Ksav, Hecha, De'eno Tzorech, Leksav Harishon, Verotze Lemochko, Kan sarich ksav harishon v'lachein ein ksav hasheni ksav. You davka need independence. You davka need independence. If it's dependent, then it's diametrical opposite. I think what he's saying here ties into Rav Chaim's chakira. Rav Chaim had the following chakira in the stencil here. It also ties into a famous Maisa and Brisk. Someone said they read. Who said they read the Maisa and Brisk? You found them in the Sifta.
No.
You found them in the Sifta.
I showed it to me.
I showed it to you. Oh, okay. Fine. I thought someone said they read it in the Rub, but I looked in the Rub and I didn't find it.
That's a clear show.
At this point, it's Kimley Brown. But the Lashishan. Okay. He asked the following question. A fascinating question. When you remember in our Gemara discussed Joel Gavi Sikra is mochik and kosef. Sikra al gabi dio is not kosef. Mine might not be mochik. Dio al gabi dio. What's the din? Never says explicitly. But what if ksav al gabi ksav is ksav? Is it also mochik? Is dio al gabi dio mochik? The Gemara never discusses whether dio al gabi dio is mochik. Not in Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim by Sefer Torah, not by Get. They never discuss whether dio al gabi dio is mochik. It's never discussed. And Rav Chaim has two possibilities. I think there is a third possibility as well, it seems to me. Is dio al gabi dio mochik? Interesting question. So, Ish Lion. Dio al gabi dio. Is it mochik? What's the question? On the one hand, unlike Sikra al gabi dio, or dio al gabi Sikra, you're not taking away any color, right? On the other hand, you are covering up what's underneath, so it can't be seen anymore, right? So it's not an obvious question. You're not in dio al gabi Sikra, you can't see the red anymore. It was nimchak. In Sikra al gabi dio, you can't see the black anymore. It was nimchak. Over here, you could say, it used to be black, and it's still black. There's no mechika. Or you could say, no, you can't see what used to be there. It's now covered up. There is mechika.
How do you say,
both say pater. That's only the Gabed Ah, okay, no. It's clearly pater the Gabre, but as Rav Chaim points out, even if it is mechika, if you're pater for ksiva, then you're also pater just mochik shalom anas lichtov. So that's why you're pater. That's Rav Chaim's chakira. So Rav Chaim has two possibilities. This is the chakira of the grach, and here we have, right, manda omar haviksav, manda omar lo haviksav. What does Rav Chaim say? Rav Chaim says, I just want to get the right order of his chakira. His first side of the chakira is l'chor tzarech iyun, right? Because he says dio al gabi, he says sikra al gabi dio. Either it's both or neither. What's the tlut? Why is one taller than the other? So he says, first possibility is that
rach sad echad of his chakira is that mana or haviksav says that it's mechika. Why? Because it's only ksav if there's mechika. Because if you haven't erased the first one, then what you've done is redundant, and it's not ksiva. If you've erased the first one, then it counts as ksiva mechika. Vilachain ksav elyon chashiv ksav. Why? Because you've erased the first and replaced it with the second. But if it's not mechika, v'lochein ksav elyon eino ksav. What he's saying is that whether or not ksav elyon is ksav depends on whether you've erased the bottom one or not. If it's called erasing the bottom one, then if you erase the bottom one, what's there now? The top one. So the top one is ksav. If you haven't erased the bottom one, then the top one is redundant. That's not ksav. That's one side.
No, but physically, you've made it disappear. What's machika? You made it disappear.
Aha! So physically it's disappeared, however, it still looks the same. So Rav Chaim says, that's a chakira. The second possibility is what Aaron says. No, physically you made it disappear, avada it's mechika. Says Rav Chaim in his second sad. He says, l'kuli alma it's mechika. L'chulei kuli alma it's mechika. Everyone agrees it's mechika. After all, you've covered it up. They're arguing whether ksav sheni is ksav, but everyone agrees mechika. Ah, if everyone agrees mechika, why isn't Joel Gabi Del Chai Misha Mochik? Because Mochik Shalom Anas Lichtov. Right? Mochik, this is mechika. Shalom Almanas Lichtov. This is mechika. Oh, wrong way. Almanas Lichtov. This is Mechika Shlom and Aslichtov, which answers the question of, so why are you Pater on Shabbos if it's Mechika Lukuli Alma? Ah, because if it's not Ksav, it's Mechika Shlom and Aslichtov. So it's Aser, but Pater. That's second side of his Chakira.
Be careful on the road. So this is the famous mice that happened in Brisk. I never know whether to believe these stories. Like, I believe that Reb Chaim would have said what he said, but do you believe the story happened? It's one of these classic Reb Chaim stories. Basically, the whole genre of Reb Chaim stories, where, like, something happened, it was obvious to everyone, it'll be all common sense what the din was, and Reb Chaim Paskin the other way, based on a whole lot of this. So, what happened? There was a get in Brisk, where the Edom signed Lishma. Then they traced over their signatures Shalom Lishma. Don't ask me why this happened. Right? I can't possibly imagine the scenario in which this would have happened. However, on the other hand...
Because they didn't get the money for the signing.
Perhaps. On the other hand, I have seen human beings do weirder things than this. The truth is, maybe it's not so crazy, right? It's, you know, someone was trying to pull a shtick and whatever, you know. When it comes to getting, people do all kinds of weird things. What did Rav Simcha Zelig, the Dayan of Brisk, suggest? He says, no problem. He just says, have them trace it over a third time, Lishma. I mean, Manavshach. If the Ksav, El Gabi Ksav is Ksav, then the third time is kosher, it was Lishma. And if you say Ksav, El Gabi Ksav is not Ksav, then the first time is kosher, because it's still there, Lishma. And the second time, the Manavshach is no good. If you go by the top Ksav is Lishma. If you go by the bottom Ksav is Shlom Lishma. So, Reb Chaim says, no, he postled again. He had them rewrite it. He says, Reb Chaim says, no, that depends on my Chakira. According to the first side of Chakira, you're right. If the Ksav is Ksav, then there's Mechikah. If not, so we Manavshach. Either you're Mochik the first wrote the second, Mochik the second wrote the third is Lishma, or you never erase the first, and the second is worthless, and you never erase the first, and the third is worthless, and the first is there. But according to the second side of my Chakira, everyone agrees you've erased the first. It might be Shalom Anas Lichto. Everyone agrees you erased the first. When you wrote the second, it's a machlokas whether the second counts, and everyone agrees you erased the first. When you wrote the third, it's a machlokas whether the third counts, but everyone agrees you erased the first and the second. So then we Manavshach, the first and second are erased, and it's a suffix how we paskin whether the third works or not. And therefore, the get is no good, and you have to write a new get, and they wrote a new get because of Reb Chaim's second side of his Chakira. I don't know if this means he held like the second side of the Chakira because he goes back and forth in the stencil here, or is choshesh for the second side of the Chakira. Okay. Right, we're always mocking Gittin. You wouldn't even believe it. I mean, it's good that we're always mocking Gittin. Why are we always mocking Gittin? Keep in mind, the reason we're always mocking Gittin, this is the theme that came up once or twice, is not only, there's two reasons we're always mocking Gittin. One is because of Yiras Chayk, because Ishus is such a big Avera. We don't want to take any chances. The other is in Mamzerus, right? The other is because, anyone remember the first parak? What are they always worried about?
Socialism.
Right, laws. Right, meaning you don't want to get, even if between you and Hashem Yisbarach you're okay, you don't want to get where anyone will come and find a reason 20 years later to say it was no good and start making machlokes on poskim and go, like they do nowadays, you know, get the gabbai to have, you know, Reb Chaim Kanievsky say, you know, could be, when he, you know, to some other question, and then wrote down that Reb Chaim Kanievsky posled, etc. So therefore, there's good reasons why we're so machmir again. Okay, in any case, that is the Chakira of Reb Chaim, and then he goes through many, many nafkaminas of this Chakira. I would just point out very briefly, if you give me 1 second to find what I'm looking for. There is a... third shita. Okay, there is a third shita, which that lekuli alma it is not mechika. Where would you find such a third shita? How are you allowed to write over the yud kei vav kei? In the case in daf chaf, you write over the yud kei vav kei lishma, right? You wrote the yud kei vav kei shaloshma, write over it lishma. Hold it. Isn't it mechika shem shemayim? You're not allowed to be mochik shem Hashem, right? According to the second side, you're for sure mochik shem Hashem. According to the first side, you're mochik shem Hashem, according to at least Reb Yehuda, and maybe also the Chachamim, because ksav gabi ksav is ksav.
Okay, maybe it's a machlokas of the ksav, maybe it's a kelim and veu. Everyone means a ksav, so how can you be mochet shem Hashem? So this is a machlokas to be shown. I wrote down, I don't remember where the shitas are. The Hagos Maimonides says, since it wasn't written lishma, it's mutter to be mochet. Yeah,
from the Urim.
From the Urim. The Urim says, you're allowed to erase shem Hashem that's written shel lishma. That is very nogein halacha l'maisa nowadays, right? What if you have, you know, some of these shem Hashems that is accidentally printed in the New York Times, etc., etc., right? That's shel lishma. So you have this question sometimes, right? You get a, you get, this happens all the time, you get a magazine. I don't know what magazines you get here. I don't mean the Divrei Torah magazines. Like a regular magazine. I know we have some magazine called, and we get so many of these ad magazines, you know, with like these nice human interest stories that never say anything, etc. And they're cute and you throw them right in the garbage. And then every once in a while we get this email, the Rav, the Yeshuv says, spread to everyone you know on all social media and by word of mouth and announce in shul, accidentally in this week's, you know, whatever is circular, they had a picture of some nice event at the school, which included like a Sefer Torah and had Yud Kei Vav Kei there, right? Definitely Shalom Lishma. No one knew that they were accidentally putting a picture of, they thought they were taking a nice picture of the news item, human interest, they had a Hachnasa Sefer Torah at the local high school. And they didn't realize a picture of the sofer with the Yud Kei Vav Kei there. So now everyone can't throw it out. So the Uranian would say, sure, you can throw it out. Right?
But it's printing. That's the whole thing. You print a safer training. It's not writing.
No. Printing might be possible for a safer Torah, but I think printing might still have, it might still have Kedusha Shem Shemayim, even if it's, you can't use it for a safer Torah. Okay, we're not going to get into that now. Anyway, but you're right, it's a big issue. Anyway, halacha l'maaseh, not everyone agrees. There's two ways to answer the question. The question is, isn't it also mochet shem Hashem and daf chaf amin aleph? No one's worried about an isser. They're just worried about whether it works to fix the Torah or not. Why is an isser daraisa? So one answer is you're allowed to be mochet shem shenetu shel b'kedusha. But what's the other, if you don't hold that way? The other answer, I just forget who holds this, is that it's not called mechika when you write over. Mechika is to scribble over it so you can't read it anymore. If you trace over it with the same things, that's not called mechika. Rav Chaim brings this up a little at the end. So there is a third possibility that it's lekulei are not called mechika, right? So you have three possibilities. One possibility, two possibilities, three possibilities. I just forget who held the shita. The third possibility is that lekulei alma, it's not mechika. And that's what you'd have to say for the manda amar she'asur limchok shame. Shenichtav shalolishma. If you hold against the Urim, you're not allowed to erase an accidental Shem Hashem, then why are you allowed to trace it over? Must be that tracing it over Lekuliyam is not Mechika. So there are three possibilities here. What am I claiming now? What I want to claim, and if someone wants to come and argue with me and say, what I'm claiming is the same Shita is really not the same Shita, even though there's similarity between them, I'll say fine, whatever. But there's definitely similarity. What I'm trying to claim is that the first side of Rav Chaim is similar to this Pnei Yeshua and maybe Tosos Rush. What is he saying? He's saying that Yishlach for here. That if you're going to say the Torah's Ktav Atzma'i, Yishlach for Od. Afal Pi Sheyesh Ksav Rishon Ba'olam Ksav Sheni Haviksav. Why would it be an independent Ksav? Even though the first Ksav, the second Ksav counts. Or maybe not. Or maybe no. If there was a first Ksav, the second Ksav couldn't count. It wouldn't be doing anything. No. Kevan Shenimcha Ksav Rishon Ksav Sheni. Why is it a Ksav Atzma'i? Because you've erased the bottom ksav. How have you erased it? By covering it with the ink of this top ksav. Now, there is no more first ksav. After all, silly case. Everyone admits, if I took a razor blade and erased the first ksav and I wrote again, that would be a ksav, right? And here I've erased it. So, is it only, and that is the tzad, the first tzad of the grach. That is exactly this shita. That is exactly this shita. That it's only ksav because I've erased the first. The diametrical opposite of only ksav is a continuation of the first. No, it's only ksav if I've erased the first. It's only ksav because I'm getting rid of the first. I don't want the first. The first disappeared. So really, there are three different ways to understand ksav. We got ksav, ksav, stam, whatever it is. Whenever you make a letter, it's ksav. No, it's only ksav because you've erased the first, and now it's the only ksav. Or no, it's only ksav because it's continuing the first. Two diametrical opposites. The nafkamina of this, I think, is, and with this will pretty much end our discussion. The nafkamina of this is the Pnei Yoshua, and maybe Tosos Rush. How do they answer the question, why doesn't ksav al gav ksav work for Edim? Ah, because the Edim, they really need that bottom one. They're really using that bottom one. And the Pnei Yoshua says they can't be erasing the bottom one. That's exactly the point. If ksav al gav ksav is only, it's not ksav just because it's there. Because a pa'ul of ksiva is ksav. Right? It's only ksav because you've erased the bottom one. Then you could say, that's if you don't want the bottom one. And you never need the bottom one and you wish the bottom one was never there. But if you need the bottom one and you're working off the bottom one and you couldn't have managed without the bottom one, then how can you say that you're erasing the bottom one if you need it and you can't manage without it and you want it to be there? And therefore, when you don't erase the bottom one, the top one is not ksav. So there's a sort of neutral way of just saying ksav, gav ksav is ksav stam, or only if you erase the bottom one, or only as a continuation of the bottom one. And the nafkamina is these different answers to the kasha on Tosos, and that is the discussion of Reb Chaim. He goes into all kinds of different cheshbonos and possibilities, and maybe we will leave it for now, and go weiter in the Gemara. Okay, so that's the basic lumdus, ksav gav ksav. Now let's go a little further and review one part of the Gemara. The Gemara said, right after the part about Medamin, when you get a chance to do Zephyr. Itmar. Edom Shein Yodim Lachtom Rav Amar Mekarn Lehem Nir Chalak. Edom who don't know how to sign. Rav says, you tear them empty paper. Umam Zekor and Joe, and they fill the tear with ink. Okay. Here we have a fundamental machlokas rishonim, what the words mean. What does Rashi say it means that you tear them and then fill the tear with ink? You etch, and they fill in the etches with ink. And what does Rabbeinu Chananel say, quoted in the Rid here and in Tosos and Avtesim and Beis? You make a stencil, right? Meaning, according to Rashi, you tear the get. Meaning you don't tear the get, chas v'shalom, you etch the get. According to the Rabbeinu Chananel, who fits, as Tosos says, he doesn't mind Rashi Misvara. He just thinks Rabbeinu Chananel fits the Lashon a little better. What do you mean, Nir Chalak? It means like, besides the get, you tear them a Nir Chalak, right? And then you put it on top of the get, and they fill in the stencil. Right, what is Makarin Lahem? Makarin Lahem Nir Chalak. So, who agrees with the different stadim of this machlokes? I didn't write everybody. The Meiri and the Rav Yah in the Mordechai agree with Rashi. Right? So, you have Rashi and the Meiri and the Rav Yah, quoted in the Mordechai that was in brackets. They say you etch in the get. And the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Tosos and the Tessa Beis and the Tosos Rid and the Ran, and I think the Rabbeinu Yoel and the Mordechai, if I have the names of the Mordechai down properly. Was it Rabbeinu Yoel? Rabbeinu Yoel and the Mordechai. So here we have the Rach and Tosos, and the Rid, and I said the Ran, and Rabbeinu Yoel and the Mordechai, they say it means a stencil. Great. Now, why do they reject Rashi? Why do they reject Rashi? So, the Tosos says, I reject Rashi because it doesn't fit the word so well. Okay, and Rashi, because it does fit the word so well, then go figure, right? There's not much to analyze there. But the Rid, and Tosus already knows this, has a kasha on Rashi. It means Rashi has, forget who fits the words better. I happen to like Tosus and the Rach. I think they fit the words better, but
there's some degree of judgment involved, but there's an objective problem with Rashi that the other Rishonim don't have. Let's review what we know so far about all the other solutions. Gio'al Gabi Gio Pasha doesn't work because the bottom one is Ksav. Gio'al Gabi Sikra in the end doesn't work because the bottom one is Ksav. Gio'al Gabi Avar or Gio'al Gabi Me Nilim or Gio'al Gabi Rok does seem to work because the bottom one's not Ksav. So it seems to depend. If you do on top of a non-Ksav, that's okay. If you do on top of a Ksav, it's not okay. That's what seems to come out. Okay, is etching Ksav or is it not Ksav? So the Rid says, what, this crazy Rashi guy thinks etching is not Ksav? It's a Gemara later on. One daf later, the Gemara says explicitly, the Chokyer Rechos, if you actually etch the letters, not you etch around, you actually etch the letters, that is Ksav. So this is the famous Kasha Rashi. Tos also knows it's Kasha. He just doesn't think it's such a hard Kasha. Right? So the Kasha on Rashi is that Chakika equals Ksiva. So it's Ksav al gabi Ksav. And that's why, that's not why Tosos rejects Rashi, but that's why their Tosos Rid rejects Rashi. So how do you defend Rashi? How do you explain why it's not Ksav al gabi Ksav? So, what is Tosos answer? How do you answer? How do you defend Rashi? Right? What is Tosos saying? On Daf Tesam and Beis?
It's not full.
You don't really chakika. If you really etched it in, that would be one thing. You're just roshen ktsas. Right? Is that his loshon? I can tell you.
Roshen ktsas.
Roshen ktsas. Right. Ah. You're only roshen ktsas, meaning it's not ksalogevi ksav, because you just do a little roshen. You don't do a real ksav. Okay, what does a little roshen mean? He's obviously making a physical okimta here. Here the Rishonim, who quote Tosos, have different ways of understanding what a little Roshim is. Anyone imagine? What does he mean by only a little Roshim? Okay, vertical or horizontal, right? The Rashba says he doesn't press hard and carve into it. You know how you can make an impression on something that's like a temporary impression that's not real etching? There's real etching, carving in. And then there's just making a slight impression, and that doesn't count as ksav. You don't go so deep. That's why it's not ksav. Rosh min ktsas. The Ran understands it a little differently. He says it's like connect the dots. You don't make their whole names with... You just make it like a dot here and a dot here and a dot here, and they connect the dots. So either way, the point is, it doesn't really matter. Meaning, what exactly does this mean? Either, says the Rashba, you make a shallow impression, and a shallow impression is not kosev. Okay, that's reasonable. Says the Ran, you may connect the dots. Either way, the point is, it's like broken meimilim. You haven't done a ksav. I know chakika is a ksav, but roshem is not chakika. If you haven't done a ksav, then it's no problem.
Yeah.
That's the first thing Tosos says. What's the second answer Tosos gives? It's not necessarily so brief for Rashi. Rashi says, Misartin sounds like it's more serious. Okay, it could be, but you're right, it's not so great. Okay, Tosas then gives a second answer. What's Tosas' second answer? I hope I'm giving Tosas' answers in the right order. If not, it actually doesn't matter. Yes, he does. Ve'od, dafil diol gabi sikra chashiva l'kam on ksav l'in shabbos l'av yasukav l'adav yiksav. Diol gabi sikra works for Shabbos. Now, of course, diol gabi sikra doesn't work for get in the end. That's the base of Madam and Nasa Maisa. But what's Tosas' point? Tosas' point is that sometimes ksav al gabi ksav is ksav if the second ksav is much better than the first ksav. Right? And what does Tosas mean, obviously? Diol al gabi sikra in the end is controversial. In the end, we don't believe. But diol al gabi roshem is more different than diol al gabi sikra. And even if Diol Gabi Sikra doesn't work, Diol Gabi Roshem does work. And that's what the Miri says. The Miri says it's a different sug of ksav. Uh-huh. Right? So that's the other. One is that it's not ksav, meaning it's ksav al gabi non-ksav. The other option, which is Tosa's second answer, and the Miri says in clear Lashon, is it's ksav al gabi inferior ksav. Yes, it's a ksav. It's a chalos ksav, but it's like better than Gio al gabi sikra, It's better than Jogami Sikra because ink is much
permanent. No.
Much better, let's just say.
Miskayim.
Than
or not miskayim.
Etching. Etching, no. It's much better and different than etching, meaning it's not so redundant. There are two different types of ksav. Here, I don't know if it's a matter of better or different, right? Here, let's just say it is more different than Dio and Sikra. And if Dio and Sikra, which are both ink, one is black and red, you might think counts. Then Dio on etching, which are, yes, ksav, like I said, two different kinds of ksav, and one is definitely much more serious than the other, then it definitely counts. Okay.
You're saying two things, though.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying it's serious and it's different. What if you had a chal cake on top of Dio?
Correct. So that you're right. I am leaving myself open for that. I agree. Okay. The Meiri has a second answer, which is a little controversial. He says, no, they... This is an interesting finish, says the Meiri. Then I'll tell you the Rav. Says the Meiri, he says, it's a ksav not on top of ksav. Not a ksav on a non-ksav. A ksav not on a ksav. What does the Meiri say? But this is a chiddush. He says it is wide etchings. Remember, there's Yerushalmi who says that they make a wide kriya, and then they sign within it.
Yeah.
So the Meiri says, well, if you make a wide etching, and then they sign narrowly within it, that's not ksav al gavi ksav. Now, here you can see it either way. It's an interesting question. Like, what if I made a very wide A in red, and then you wrote a very narrow A in black on it? Is that ksav al gavi ksav or not? Well, on the one hand, it's on top of it. On the other hand, it's like, this isn't this place, this isn't it. Like, it's part of the place, but not the whole place. So that's the Meiri's assumption that if it's only on part of the place, that's not called ksav al gabi ksav, and that's his assumption, right? Meaning it's a chiddush. Chiddush, his chiddush is that narrow on wide is not called al gabi. Okay, so we have three answers so far. Either it's a ksav and a non-ksav, a ksav and a ksav but different kinds, or a ksav... not on a ksav, just near a ksav. The Rav, right, Tzvi will say that maybe there's room for another pshat in Rashi. Rashi says Basartin sounds like it's a real serious etching. Right? Sounds like a real serious etching. Okay, I guess you could still say, no, I don't know if we need another answer. The Rav has another answer nonetheless. What does the Rid say? The Rid says something, he says, from Rashi it sounds like Roshem is just not ksiva. Now, of course, this is a straw man, right? Says, that's ridiculous. We all know Hakika's Ksiva. Anyone know how the Rav would answer this very pashat? How would the Rav very simply answer this? The Rav would say, it's Ksav on non-Ksav. Remember how the Rav says, what was our question? Our question is, Rashi l'shitase. If Rashi holds pencil is not Ksav, then why is ink Ksav and etching Ksav, but pencil not? So we said, well, maybe three-dimensional ksav, what do we say? Maybe if it goes inside, it's ksav, and pencil doesn't go inside. Or maybe whatever's mentioned in the Torah is ksav, the Torah mentions ink and etching, but pencil's not mentioned in the Torah. Or said the Rav, no. Each material has what's ksav for that material. For paper, ink is ksav, nothing else. But for metal, etching is ksav, nothing else. And where was the etching of Dafkafim and Aleph? Don't ask me why the Rambam brought it down. I mean, where did the Gemara bring it down? It was he didn't say explicitly what the case is. Evet Shiyatz Miksav Shal Gabi Tavla Upinkas. A Tavla and a Pinkas. Okay, what is it? Actually, this is not going to work with Rashi there. Rashi says Tavla is a Daf. Okay. It's not good work for Rashi himself. But you hear what the Rav wanted to say. Etching is ksav on metal, but not on parchment. The problem is that Rashi later on sounds like etching is ksav even on parchment, which I only realize now. So I'm not sure. I have to go back and look at the Rav. So we'll leave this in parentheses. In parentheses, maybe you could say, Hakika is ksav on metal. I'm pretty sure that's what the Rav says, but not on parchment. And therefore, it's no problem. We know Hakika is ksav on metal, meaning the Ritz Roman was right. Rashi thinks Hakika is not ksav. Oh, it says later on that it is ksav? No, it depends on what. Okay, but I admit that Rashi Nebuchadnezzar ben Aleph says that the Eved has his star shikr or chokuk on a tavla. Rashi says means daf. Sounds like Hakika on a daf is ksav.
Daf is not necessarily parchment.
Yes, it is.
No, daf
shel sfina. Given that's not a stam daf.
When we have a din of sirtut on cloth, we know that sirtut is...
Yes, but we never said that that's called ksiva. Okay, I admit the Rav's a little chiddush. Okay, we have enough answers without him. Beseder. Agav, I'll just point out, there's another kasha in this case. The kasha they quote from the Yerushalmi. It's interesting. The Yerushalmi says, v'alok ksav rishonim hu. Isn't it not his ksav? In the Mordechai, sounds like, the Yerushalmi's question is, isn't it ksav al gav ksav? The Mordechai sounds like the Rishami, the Tosas Rid, saying, is it etching ksav al gav ksav, ink on etching? The answer is, it's not etching, it's stencil. That's the way he reads the Rishami. That the Rishami is exactly the Tosas Rid. That's not, most people read the Rishami is, we're not worried about ksav al gav ksav, we're worried about a separate problem, right? So, what is the problem of the Rishami? The problem of the Rishami, right, the Meiri also seems to have assumed that, nah, the Rishami's kasha isn't ksav al gav ksav. The answer is you make it wide. But how about the problem of it's not their personally identifiable signatures, right? The Rishami's kasha is l'chora, right? Question is, it's not personally identifiable signatures. That's probably the kasha of Rishami. That's what Toso says, right? That's how Tosfos understands the Rishalmi. The Rishalmi says, "Va'ena get yochlus kain b'chosma." You can't authenticate the signatures. That word is not Rishalmi, right? This is the question of the Rishalmi lefi rov Rishonim. Why do I say rov Rishonim? Because some Rishonim think the question of Rishalmi is technical ksav al gav ksav, but and nothing to do with Edom. But most Rishonim assume, like Tosfos, that the question is not personally identifiable. How does this help? It's they don't have a personally identifiable signature. How does this count as a signature? The whole point of a signature is that you could tell it's their signature. So, l'chora, there are two answers. The answer of Tosfos, based on the Yerushalmi. Tosfos, the ode, al pi Yerushalmi, is marchivim lahem. You make it wide, you make a wide stencil, and then they have their own style for how they sign inside that wide stencil. That's a chiddush, because they don't know how to write. Who says they have their style? They're sort of grasping in the dark. Okay, let's assume I'm not enough of a scientist to tell you the answer. It's an interesting question. Two illiterate people, right? Two illiterate people, right? You give them a wide stencil. Will they, and a pen, will they sign the same or some or not? That's not interesting. The same illiterate person, 6 months later. You give him a wide stencil. Will he sign the same? I don't know.
Not only that,
but let's say, yeah, maybe yes. Maybe yes, even though he doesn't know how to write. If you give him a wide stencil, he'll sign the same because he has his style.
But not only that, the mistake might be somebody else. It'll probably be somebody else. And so what he's copying is somebody else.
Worse than that, we said he's Mekayim Shtar because the people will see other kind of Shtar and they'll recognize his signature. They can't do this on other Shtar.
Yeah, sure they can. They can go to him, say, here's a stencil, sign within it, let's see if it's the same.
Everybody holds it, it's only by, you can't do it by Shtara.
No, I don't mean do it by, no. What if a guy never signed anything before in his life? That's not Ma'akev. Theoretically, if we need him, we'll tell him to sign a piece of paper and compare it. Theoretically, if we need to, we'll bring him another stencil, ask him to sign within it, and compare it.
We're talking about these Mekayim and Chutzlarts. This guy was over there.
No, we're not on Chutzlarts now. We're in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, in Chutzlarts, it's dafka easy. The shliach just says, funny nech, and you're done. Right? So, okay. So, it's an assumption in Metzius that he creates a personally identifiable signature. Let's grant him that assumption, bid the less brera. The other option is just, and here's what's fascinating, is, what's the other option? After all, the Bavli doesn't say Marchiv and Lahem.
Right.
Right? And
according to Rashi, meaning even according to Rashi, the many achronim assume you can be, and Rishonim you can be achiv in my hand. That's all but okay. The other option is just very simple. That you don't need personally identifiable signatures. Who says you need personally identifiable signatures? Clearly, l'chatchila, there's an advantage if you ever need to authenticate the shtar. But it's clearly better to have personally identifiable signatures. But who says that signatures need to be personally identifiable? Maybe it just needs to be that they're signing. Maybe it's just good enough. Maybe it's just good enough that they're signing, even if it's not personally identifiable. What?
Even if they make a Chassima
Karsim? I'm not sure, because as you know, when the Rambam brings this down, he says it's because we hold Eidim Masira Karsi.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. That would be a big chiddush. That you don't need personally identifiable signatures. Who holds that chiddush? Meaning, I didn't see anyone who says, I'm asking the Kasha on our Gemara, don't you need personally identifiable signatures? The answer is you don't. Because then they just wouldn't ask the Kasha. But who holds you don't need personally identifiable signatures? Nothing to do with the stencil, but on the Makor sheet. Who the Urza Ruh was very upset at? Rabbeinu Simcha. What did Rabbeinu Simcha say? He said, if the Edom don't... It's a little funny. You know, I have trouble believing this Rabbeinu Simcha because it's... I have a big kash on him. He says, if Edom want, they can ask the sofer to be their shliach to sign for them. You can ask a shliach, an aid can ask a shliach to sign for him. Right? Say, do me a favor, be my shliach, sign Asaf Ephraim ben Nochem aid. And Rabbeinu Simcha says, what's the problem? You're allowed to use a shliach. It says the Baal has to be kasav one, he can appoint a shliach. So why can't the Eidim appoint a shliach to sign for them? The Ozora says, that's the craziest thing I ever heard. L'chor, it is the craziest thing you ever heard. Why? Because if the Eidim could just ask a shliach to sign for them, then why does our whole Gemara need all these Eitzas? Just ask a shliach to sign for them. Right? It's a little weird, this Rabbeinu Simcha. But Rabbeinu Simcha obviously holds you don't need personally identifiable signatures. I can have someone else sign for me. Right? So...
What if the
software
is a
puzzle
for
Adis
in this case?
No,
If
he's a shliach, then maybe it's okay, but if he's doing it for himself, it's not.
Correct. Well, he's also not signing his name, he's signing their name,
yeah.
Right? Okay, so that's Rabbeinu Simcha. This seems very radical, because what's the point of a signature if it doesn't prove anything, right?
Yeah.
But why is it not so crazy? Because, after all, Joel Gabi Sikra... What's the Havmin and Matar Joel Gabi Sikra? That's not personally identifiable. Basically, and what are some good proofs? Proofs are A, Joel, we put this on the board before. Agave Avar, Roke, Umei Milin. Joel on Avar, Roke, and Umei Milin is not identifiable. And what would Tosos have to, how would Tosos get out of this? You'd have to say either we don't pass like any of those deos, which... seems to be a big fetish because they seem to be the Basra. Or you have to say, no, they didn't really go over the Roka, the Meimilim, and the Avar. You really made it wide, or they really only approximated it, right? And Tosos will answer that. That's what we had on the for the Meiri, right? That Marchiv and Lahem, or... that, you know, you do a connect the dots or something. You know, you figure out a way to make it theirs. Another proof is Gio al Gabi Sikra, right? How about Gio al Gabi Sikra? Gio al Gabi Sikra, is that also like wide Sikra and Gio on top of it maybe?
No.
How about Joel Gabi Sikra?
No, it's not why, though. It's perfectly clear.
So, I guess you'd have to answer. Tosos would answer. What would Tosos answer? Either Marchiv and Lahem, or, like the Rav pointed out, right? Or, like the Rav says here, or, like the Rav, that's what the maskana means. Maybe the maskana means you can't do Joel Gabi Sikra because
You can't do Yogav Sikra because it's not personally identifiable. Okay, but you see the Pashim Shad of Gomer is that you don't need personally identifiable signatures. It's a big chiddush. The Pashim Shad of Gomer is that you don't need personally identifiable signatures. That's a big chiddush of our Gemara, but that's what it sounds like. It sounds, meaning, Urbino Simcha still might be wrong, because just because it doesn't need personally identifiable doesn't mean you can have someone else do it for you. But the pshat of our Gemara is that you don't need personally identifiable signatures. Tosfos quoting the Rishalmi, quoting what might be the intention of the Rishalmi, says you do need personally identifiable signatures. He's going to have to be very dachuk in all these other things. He's going to have to say Marchivim Lahem, or just that they made a broad trace or connected dots or something, and that's why Sikra doesn't work. Either it's all Marchivim Lahem, or say, no, by the rope of the main Elim and the Avar, they just went nearby it. It was just a model for them to go nearby, and then they erased the original one. And by Sikra, that's the Maskana that doesn't work.
No,
okay.
Who says you can Marchivim is both ways? I drew it small, and they wrote on it wide.
Okay, interesting. Okay, you figure out some answer, but you see how the Pashup Shot of is that you don't need personally identifiable signatures. Ah, it's a good Kasha. How could you not have personally identifiable signatures? How are you going to prove later that these Adam really signed it if you don't have personally identifiable signatures? The answer is in a Hanami. It's going to be very hard to prove later that these Adam signed it. Unless they come in and say, we remember signing this piece of paper, in which case they're like barely better than, they're basically not much different than Adam Sira in that case, right? They have to remember that, but Tvias Ayin, that this is the piece of paper we signed. They can't say remember signing a piece of paper. Because how do you know it was this piece of paper? Maybe someone put their signature on a different. Maybe they signed $100, then someone put their signatures on $1,000. Right? Say, we remember exactly that it was this piece of paper. So, basically, let's just end with one point.
Why can't you say they remember, they see it, they said, yeah, that's what we read.
Yeah, Tviasayan. That's called Tviasayan, right? Tviasayan, they recognize it. They say, no, we're sure this is exactly what it looked like. Okay, so basically, the kasha is that there's no proof in the signatures. The kasha is there's no proof. You have one of two answers. The answer is either, there's a little proof. Because they could come to Beis Din and testify that they recognize the shtar and signed it, right? They have to say, not we signed a shtar. I recognize this is the exact shtar we signed. For example, if they know how to read, they could say, oh yeah, I committed to memory what it said. This is the exact shtar I signed. If they don't know how to read, they'd have to somehow say, we're absolutely sure this is exactly what it looked like, which is a little dachuk. Okay, let's say they know how to read. If they know how to read, they'll say, yeah. Morty borrowed from Charlie 1,000 shekel. That's exactly what we signed. Okay, and it's a little or. Or maybe you have to make a big chiddush and say that the Eidei Chasima, that is a big chiddush, are not necessarily about the proof, right? We had Makom Lachor. Remember, Rashi says Eidei Chasima don't have to be Muchav Mitocho. We had a little Makom Lachor. What's the purpose of Eidei Chasima? Is the purpose of Eidei Chasima to be a proof later as to what happened, which the Pashup Shat, right? Or is the purpose of Eidei Chasima not to be a proof later what happened? That's a nice side benefit. The purpose of Eidei Chasima is to create a more serious kind of piece of paper, because there's the presence of Edom on this piece of paper, and that serious kind of piece of paper has power to affect certain kinyonim and shibudim. So if you take that side of the Hakira, or you could say, there's no proof. But Edom, and obviously we have to say, there's no proof. Taka the shtar is not a shtar raya. There's no proof. And it's not a shtar raya, but it's still a shtar kinyan because the edim are necessary for kinyan shtar
just as a presence, not a future proof. Okay, that was a Hakira there. If you remember, we had everything ties back to this Hakira in Shtaros.
Yeah.
If you forget the Hakira, you know, you could read it in the Eretz Hatzvi or something, or look at your notes. Anyway, this is a big chiddush. We'll see. This is not going to really translate well to all the Rambams, etc. But the pashut pshat in the sugya is that it's a very radical. If you told this to, you know, a guy on the street, he'd say you're crazy. Is that pashut pshat in the sugya is that in Jewish law, the Edom signatures just has to say just as a proof they were here. Or rather, the Edom signatures just have to be a way of them participating, not really a proof of anything. That's crazy. So you might say, no, it's a tiny little bit of proof, and that's good enough, b'di'evid. Or you could say, no, taka, the reason why we have Edei Chasima, at least in Shtari Kinyan, is not as a proof. Shtari Raya, you have to say it's a proof. But in Shtari Kinyan, maybe not as a proof. And maybe we said even a Shtar Chov is a Shtar Kinyan on the Shibudim, right? And Get is a Shtar Kinyan, and other things are a Shtar Kinyan, and Shechor is a Shtar Kinyan. Maybe it's not Edom or not there as a proof. The Edom are there as a solemnizing presence. The Edom are there for Chashivos. The Edom are there to make this more Chashiv piece of paper. And therefore, even though we can never prove it their signatures, if they were there, I'll leave it to MS, then the piece of paper still works as a Shtar Kinyan. That would be very radical. We'll have to pick up on the Gemara Mir Tzashem next time.
But it's not their signature.
Yeah.
You still need a signature. This is
what?
You're finding something that's not a signature.
No! It is a signature, meaning it is their way of participating. You need participation. You need their participation. Their presence. I understand what Morty's saying. Morty's saying, here they're not even participating, because this is not their signature. But forget about Rabbeinu Simcha for a second. But it is their signature, even if it's not personally identified. Forget Rabbeinu Simcha. If it's Al-Gabi Me'milin, Al-Gabi Roke, and Mekaren Lahem, it is their name that they wrote there.
They don't have a signature.
Okay.
No. Not, you're defining something. It's not...
I have a problem.
There was a minion.
I have a problem with that.